Good morning. Well, it's my pleasure to greet you this morning. To take a deep breath and rejoice in the fact that we get to be together this morning. Right? We got up this morning and we are here. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to look around, to see the faces of other people who have come here with the same hope that something cool is going to happen with our spirits and God's spirit meeting in this place. And whatever that may be, whether that's comfort for you today, whether that's challenge for you today, whether that's inspiration that you can carry with you through the week. I don't know what the Spirit is going to do. I'm just hoping that what we are about this morning will provide the space for that to happen between your spirit and God's spirit. So before we enter into worship, there's a couple of business items to take care of. And one of them is we have a special charge conference. It's actually a church conference, and it's going to be held after church next week. The only item of business is going to be to empower our trustees to do some legal work with respect to the bankruptcy proceedings of the Boy Scouts of America. As you know, our church chartered some Boy Scout troops, and they met in our building. And now that there are some legal proceedings against the Boy Scouts for some abuse that happened, our church needs to take some legal steps to participate in that properly. And so there's going to be a meeting, and you can ask me more questions, and as much as I understand, I'll share with you. I still don't fully understand it myself, and the trustees will be trained by our conference lawyer Tuesday and Wednesday. There will be meetings this week. So just to let you know that that's going to happen after church next week. And what else? Any other announcements? Yes?
A little bird told me that it was Declan's birthday today.
Yeah. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Declan. Happy birthday to you. All right. And if there are no further announcements, I'm going to move us into our... All right. Mark is sharing that he found out he doesn't have to get surgery, which is always good news. Yeah. Thanks. And we were praying for that last time we got together. Well, I have lifted Psalm number 8 right out of the Bible for our call to worship. And the Psalms were meant to be call and response, or they're meant to be part of our entry into worship. So let's see if this can guide us where we want to go this morning. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. Amen. We're going to sing, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come." Friends, I have been in the habit of giving you a bulletin insert with all the words, and I was preparing this bulletin a little bit late last evening, and I decided you can hopefully find these hymns in your hymnals, which are in your pews now, thanks to your trustees. And you'll have two. One is the big hardcover hymnal, and then the second one comes from the paperback hymnal, "The Faith We Sing." And we're going to go between them, but there'll be a little time in between. So, and then the choir will sing after that. So here we go. Let's make some music. Thank you all, and thanks for your patience. I'm sure I'll be able to get the bulletin inserts in there for you next week. I know it's hard to fiddle between hymnals, but I was just a little overwhelmed with the preparations yesterday. And I believe our choir has some special music for us this morning. Thank you.
praises to his name, he forgets not his own.
He's guide us to guide us, our God with us joining, our daily maintain, his kingdom divine.
For of the beginning the fight we were winning, the Lord is at our side, all glory be thine. We all do extol thee,
Well, today is a very special day in the life of the church, and I want to invite our lay leader, Sharon Kreiner, to come forward, and I also want to invite Joe Murphy to come forward. We've had a really wonderful faith exploration class, and each person who's part of the class has brought amazing questions and deep investigations. And those who have completed the class and been to all the sections, I took some time to talk to each one, and I said, you know, are you ready at this point to take the plunge and join the church? And Joe was excited to do that. So Sharon's going to introduce Joe to us a little bit. They had some conversations earlier this week.
Who is Joe Murphy? Joe grew up in the Bronx. He lost his mom at the age of 16 and his dad at 19. So he is a man who had to grow up very fast without the benefit of supporting parents. He chose to let God be his support and guide as time passed. He knew he could not have a life on his own without powerful help. When he took in three little boys to care for while their mother tried to find her way, they and he needed a church family to help. He found his way to the Church of the Village, a United Methodist church. There he found the family he wanted and needed. Through good times and hard times, he could count on his faith and his church family to get him through. He was a very active member of his church for several years. Joe started a commercial and residential cleaning business to support himself at the age of 19, and he is still today running this very successful business. In 2019, he decided to move out of the city and bought a big house outside of Deposit, and he started a foundation called I Am Transformer Farms, and you can ask him where that came from. It is a foundation that offers a space for abused children and animals to come together to heal. His house is open to those who need a place to be. Joe now runs his cleaning business in the city from Tuesdays through Thursday and commutes back to his Deposit home Fridays through Monday. He also has a real estate business. One of the first things he did when he moved and got settled in a routine in this new area was to look for a church family. that he could be a part of. He feels that he has found it here at Tabernacle. We are so very happy that he is joining us today. He tells me that he is more of a behind-the-scenes kind of a person. Standing before you today is a big leap of faith for him, but he knows it is the right thing to do. Please welcome Joe to this church family. And as a side note, he has invited his new church family to join him at his house today for anybody who would like to come for a turkey dinner. And just talk to him after the service, and he'll give you directions. And he's aiming for 2 o'clock. So if you're hungry at 2 o'clock, Joe's is the place to be. Thank you.
Come on up here, Joe. I'm going to ask you some questions. So these are the membership vows of the United Methodist Church. And so I'll ask you, and I'll give you a chance to respond to each one. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness and reject the evil powers of the world and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression wherever you find them? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as Savior and put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Will you remain faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? Now, hold on just a minute. Now, I wanna say here that sometimes loyalty means being a dissonant voice. Amen, Tabernacle?
Amen.
Because loyalty can mean standing up and saying to the whole body, you're going in the wrong direction, which our church has been faithfully doing for some time. And so I just want to make sure that we're clear about that. The loyalty doesn't mean you have to do everything that the authority figure tells you to do, even if it's your pastor. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
Now, Joe is not the only one who is making promises today. I have some promises for you to make as well. Do you, Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, say, we do.
We do.
Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include Joe, who is before you now, in your care? If so, say, we will.
We will. Amen.
So be it.
Thank you, everybody.
I appreciate it.
Friends, I'd like to lead you in a prayer that begins this way. You'll find it in your bulletins. I invite you to speak it with me if it fits the needs and desires of your soul today. Gracious God, we give thanks to you for the gifts of imperfection that draw us back into a simple reliance on your grace. As we rise to try again to fully live into the vows we've entered into. Take a deep breath and let it out. And hear the good news. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom to manifest abundant life from within our chosen self-limitations, our vows. And there is grace sufficient to meet us when we miss the mark and inspire us to keep showing up. Forgiveness abounds. May the peace of Christ be with you. Oh, friends, I'm getting tired of this pandemic. Are you? Because I would like nothing more than to greet each one of you with a handshake or a hug or whatever form of greeting feels right to us in the moment. But I want to keep you all safe. I want you to keep one another safe. So we're going to stand or sit or be where we are and greet one another. And you can get as wild and crazy with your choreography as you want to. You have my permission to jump up and down. You have my permission to be quiet and staid and just a little wave. But let's greet one another with the gifts that God has given us to give to each other. And for you who are joining us from a distance, remotely, know that our love is coming your way, and we feel yours as well. It is a joy that the Holy Spirit helps us to communicate with one another the wonderful gifts of peace and joy and love that come from God for us to give each other. As we come together, we pray. We pray for Matt and Lou, for Deb and Jeff, Richard and Andy and Linda and David and Barbara, Danielle and Tiernan and Evie and Bob and Cindy and Sharon and Ron, Joe and Barbara. And we have special prayers this week for all those who loved Wilbur and all those who loved Mike. We had some very beautiful services yesterday, and I learned more about each one of these amazing men as the services unfolded and people told stories and remembrances. And I pray that we'll continue to celebrate their lives by telling some stories and remembering them. And there may be some more prayer requests. Now, I have to apologize because I promised you that we'd get those prayer requests out to you in a midweek email, and I got a little overwhelmed, and that did not happen this week, but I'm going to try again. So all this is being recorded, and we're going to try and send out a little email with prayer requests in the midweek. What are the prayer requests that we may want to be lifting before our whole community to pray for this week? Sharon. Oh, so Dan's brother passed away, and his daughter is really struggling with that. So prayers for the whole family. Shelby. Shelby's asking for prayers. Her uncle died very suddenly yesterday, and we'd be honored to pray with you about that. Mark. All right, did you hear that? Mark just prayed for less stress in everyday life, and I feel a resonance for that in my heart. Amen, church? That is a great prayer, Mark. And what else were you going to say? And for, oh, this is, you are on point today, Mark. For a peaceful get-together during Thanksgiving, that families could be full of the love that helps us feel at home with each other. Thank you. Beautiful prayers.
I got a couple friends that have been
Ocho is lifting up prayers for two friends that have very serious health journeys, kidney stones, prostate cancer. Definitely need some healing grace in that direction. And yeah, Lynn. Prayers for Lynn's mom and brother who both have COVID, and prayers for safe travels for all who would be moving about the country this week. Yeah. Well, let's be aware of the fact that God is already in this space moving, and take a moment to pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for the way in which your Spirit brings comfort when we are grieving. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would go out to the people we have named before you today. Shelby's family, Dan's family, Dan and Sharon's family. Wilbur's family, Mike's family. There's a lot of grief on our hearts, Lord. Help us to sit with it, knowing that you are also with us, sitting in it. Help us to breathe, to remember that we are okay. And if we're not okay, that's okay too, because you are with us and your love will lift us up even when we feel broken. And gracious God, we pray for all those in our community who are in need of that reassurance this morning. Pray that the light of your presence would go forth from this space, from our conversations this week, and from this moment of prayer out into the whole world to all who need it. We especially pray for all those who are grieving or frustrated or angry because of yesterday's verdict in the court system. We ask that your Spirit would bless and be with us as we seek to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. And the prayer that we're going to pray has been specially designed for progressive congregations by the Enfleshed Liturgy Library. You'll find it in your bulletins or hopefully coming up on your screens. And it begins this way: Mother of us all, who dwells within and beyond, sacred is your name. May your holy vision for collective flourishing come to fruition among us. May your dreams of justice, love, compassion, and connection be enfleshed on earth. Provide us today with what we need to be nourished in body and soul and heart. Forgive us for the harm we cause as we seek to forgive those who have harmed us. Lead us away from everything that destroys and liberate us from the hands of evil. For you are the ultimate source of hope. Your power with exceeds all power over. Your presence incites eternal wonder. All praise to you, our comfort and strength. Amen.